Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
Brewers also got their suspensions announced for the big brawl from Sunday. Ooh, yeah. Carlos Gomez, three games.
Oh.
He's appealing, though, so he was in the lineup last night. Martin Maldonado, the guy who threw the punch, he's out for five games. He started serving that suspension last night. Two teams play again tonight.
In your opinion, do you really think Gomez should be suspended?
Well, something probably had to be done, but it could have been worse. I thought maybe he was going to get 10 games, but the three, not too bad.
Do you think he could just sweet-talk them out of it? You know, just,
No, I don't think he's sweet-talked them out of it.
What if he brought candles along and had candlelight while he was talking to
him? I love Gomez's accent.
Brother.
See,
hot.
To me, I think that you should be able to taunt in sports.
Do you think?
You should be. If you hit a home run ball, you should be able to stand there and watch it. You should be able to, like, make hand signals. You should be able to go, boom! How you like that?
Well, wasn't it that famous, was it Babe Ruth who used to
call his shot?
Yeah.
After the famous called shot? Well,
you
know, you're not supposed to, show up the picture.
You should.
It's an unwritten rule. There's a lot of unwritten rules, especially in baseball.
Pitchers wouldn't agree with you, Brian. Pitchers probably wouldn't feel good about you taunting
Pitchers should be able to do it, too. You strike some out, you should be able to, like, do the smoking gun. Boom.
Some of them do, and then the hitters get mad. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Everybody gets mad.
That's
what's great about the sport, or that's what should be great about the sport. If you do that, then the next time you come up, you should get beamed.
You know, they got rid of all the taunting and dancing and everything in football, too.
I know.
So now they call the No Fun League. By the way, the NFL will be announcing its schedule tonight.
Yay!
On the NFL Network at 7 o'clock, the first game of the year is always the defending Super Bowl champion. Seattle gets a home game on a Thursday night, and there's talk that maybe the Packers will be the opponent for Seattle in that game.
Ew.
So we'll watch.
I don't like when we play that.
We'll watch the schedule tonight
and
see what happens.
ESPN, I saw, is getting a playoff game, huh?
Yes, they're getting a playoff football game for the first time ever, which will get the people who don't have cable upset. Now, I don't know who doesn't have cable anymore. Sorry, Jimmy. Join the real world. How can you survive without cable?
We have one of our coworkers in the studio here, and he's like, me. That's okay. You can go over to Tom's house.
It's like the people that don't have high def anymore. Get with the program! How can you watch regular TV anymore?
What's high def?
You don't have high def?
I don't know. Do I?
It's like
I just watched my TV.
Well, you
and
should
it looks
know.
Good. I don't know. Well, what? I don't
you
know.
You watch regular TV and you watch high def. What after watching high def, watching regular TV is like watching through an aquarium.
Yeah, it's all fuzzy.
Well, I have one of those big, like all the tubes, the tube TVs.
Wait a minute, what? You don't have a flat screen TV yet?
Why? Who needs one of those?
Oh, you're just yanking
my
chain.
She's got a clicker. She's actually got a clicker.
She's just yanking my chain again.
Me? No.
She would
you're a champion chain yanker.
I would never do that. What are you talking about?
6:56, Tom King. Thanks for coming in, joining us with sports this morning.
WDZ. Can I get some sort of sash?
Put that in your promo today.
Yeah.
She's a champion chain yanker.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.